having the privilege to learn with the Rav myself about a number of years, I wanted to begin the introduction to the Sefer Gittin following the footsteps of my Rebbe, the Zichrono Livracha. But when he learned Gittin in the yeshiva, the first question he asked the Talmidim was, they all prepared, you know, the first few Black Gemara and Avveis and all the intricacies of the Tosfos, and then who knows, and we showed him and around. He asked a simple question, which is, what is a get? Now, I have in my office, I'll try to bring it in one day, a get. A Xerox of a get. 12 lines. That's not what the rubber driving at. What does it look like? You want to know what the essence of the get was really about. When Talmidim, of course, fell silent, they didn't know what the Rebbe really wanted. He said, okay, let's take a step back. And he said, we have to really ask, what is a shtar? What is a shtar? Shtar is a document. How does Allah define a shtar? And the Rebbe went on to a lengthy introduction, not by his standards, of what is a shtar. And that's the one we're going to begin with today. What is a shtar, which, of course, led quite directly and clearly to what is a get. A get being an example of a shtar. A get is a document, and a shtar is the halachic term for a document. So if I have a piece of paper, it says on the Gemara Makomis, I mean, you wouldn't call it quite a document, but it has Hebrew scroll on it, it even has, you know, a Torah word in it. This is not a shtar. This is Gemara Makomis. There's a list of sources that we're going to be discussing this year today, tomorrow, etc. It's not a shtar. A shtar something which is a formal document which the halacha recognizes. And I want to begin by quoting a Gemara on a Gimel of an Aleph of the Sefer Gittin. The first on these Maamar Talmud, the number one line is the Gemara in the Sefer Gittin, Sam Gimel of an Aleph. Okay? Let's start here. On a Gimel of an Aleph, the Gemara is discussing a concept called Kiyum Shtarim, literally the certification of documents. And the Gemara is a very interesting one. That's the Gemara as follows. The Dino de Vikim Shtaras Nami Loli Boy. He shouldn't require Kiyim Shtaras. Kiddi Rishlokish. Yomar Rishlokish. Eidem Achasubim Al Ashtar. Nasu. All kinds of different civilizations on the side. Nasu. Shemisha Nefkar Eidusa Bebezit. Rabbanu the Atchach. The entire concept of Kiyum certification of Shtaras is a rabbinical requirement. By Torah law, it's not required. That's Rashi. Nasa Kamisha Nasa Rusa Bezdin. The Lochotzit Inish Liziyufe. A person wouldn't have the chutzpah, the audacity, to forge a document. So therefore, if a piece of paper surfaces in Bezdin, and it says, Ruvain owes Shimon $100, right? Ruvain, the two witnesses are signed to this. We assume it's authentic, it's accurate. We assume it's not a forgery. So if it'll be a forgery, obviously, we wouldn't be able to collect based upon the piece of paper. We assume it's not a forgery. Why? Rashi gives a very, what we call a balabatish explanation, a very common sense explanation. A person wouldn't have the gall, the audacity, to forge signatures. Why wouldn't he have such an audacity? It's an easy thing. Get away with it. Just forge it. Who's ever going to find out? So the answer that McCarson give is that someone may very well find out. Because someone will compare the signature. We can sign the name of a particular individual, the person. If he's alive, we can't say it's not my signature. Even if he's dead, we can find a second document signed by him which is a different signature. And therefore, the person will be caught in his lie. The average person doesn't want to take such a chance. So we assume, therefore, that the document is authentic, the signatures are genuine, and therefore we act upon it. Whatever it may be, we act upon this signature, and we allow the shtar to pass in bed. That's what it says. Truth is that the original statement of Rish Lakish is in a different context completely. More to be a kid of Rish Lakish, the other Rish Lakish. Elsewhere, I mean. Where? Elsewhere. So if you look on the side, where's the elsewhere? Subur Tavir Chesim and Beis. What's the Subur Tavir Chesim and Beis? Something very interesting. The Gemara has a rule with respect to testimony, once a person testifies, he can no longer withdraw or retract the testimony. Everyone know what that's called in Hebrew? Kevin Shehigiv, Shuvei no kol diru magid. Done is done. He testifies, something happened, so, hey, Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven barred from Shimon. He can't back out. The Gemara in that context says, what about a shtar? Gemara says, once two Eidim sign upon a shtar, for example, it says that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, then they come to Beis Din and say, we changed our mind. It's not true. We disregard the second testimony. Why? Kevin Shigit Shimon opposed to Ramagas. What kind of Higit? They never said anything in front of the Beis. All they did was sign a piece of paper. Hamzah Shlomshin says, no. Eidim Achasun al-Shtar, not the commission, Nechkere, who's from the Beis. Not only is it as if they came to court to testify, but as if we went to the process known as Drisha v'Hakira. What does Drisha v'Hakira mean? We have an order, before any testimony can be finalized and fully accepted, there has to be a court examination, interrogation, a very meticulous examination of what they said to make sure that to the best of our ability we can ascertain that it's really truthful. So therefore, the mere signature on the part of the Eidim is to the equivalent of this, they had actually come to Beis and not only spoken, but had been cross-examined as hand. And therefore, once two Eidim sign a piece of paper, they can no longer testify the reverse in the Beis. Then the person said, what do you mean? Kevin Shehigit, Shulei Nechol Zeru Magas. That's the original context of the Gemara Kesubas of Rish Lakish, and that's discussed today. Clear? By the way, if you have a question, feel free to ask. This is a question which is relevant. I'm not interested in side questions, but the question is relevant with discussing. Please. Khanda Al Gemara gets it up Gimel and takes Rish Lakish's memra a step further. Namely, says that there obviously, not so obvious, but Rish Lakish like a Kiddush, there's no need for what we call Kiyum Shtarov, end quote, Midoraita. No, but the Torah does not require that the document, that the signature be certified. How would you do Kiyum Shtarov, by the way? How do you go about this procedure? Well, someone testifies the signature, or you have a similar signature on a different piece of paper, which has already been certified. Why are you prepared to start off? But there are different ways of doing the Kiyum HaShtar. It's not necessary by Torah law. How do you know? Simple. The Gemara says, Kevin Shigit Shuvah Nechoz Ramagiz, and we know from Hilchos Eidim. That's only true after the breach of the Chakira. The aid walks into bed. We don't say he can't retract the statement until after the statement has really been finalized and formalized through the court examination. If there would be a need by Torah law for this certification, equivalent to cross-examination of the witness who signed the name on the piece of paper, then we should allow the aide who signed to back out up until the time that this kiyum takes place. But the point of the fact that the Gemara tells us in the Sefer Tumas is not so. Once you sign your name, you can no longer back out. It indicates that the signing of the name to the piece of paper is itself the equivalent of A, testifying, B, having the testimony course examined and certified. So by Torah law, therefore, we see, since you apply the principle of Ein Achol to Ramakar and Rishlov Hashem and Ksumas Yitzchet, so that we can extrapolate from Rishlov Hashem statement and Ksumas Yitzchet to a new statement here in Gittin of Gimel, namely, that we should ask for this reason, to the extent that there's no din of Kiyam Shtar with the right, Rabban of the Yatra. It's only a rabbinical requirement. The rabbis were still afraid of forgery. Although it says in the Rashi, of course they finished the thing, he would have the gall, the audacity, insolence to force signatures. The rabbis went around, they were around the block at these times, so there are people who have the chutzpah, there are people who are chutzpahim, and they actually forced, believe it or not, chutzpah these people, they actually forged documents. The rabbi said, you know what, as a precaution, we're going to require Kiyum HaShtar, certified with a by witnesses or by the document to make sure that people are really honest. Okay? The rabbinical requirement. Now, this halakha of Kibisha Nechre, this is the best at the moment of the signature, is very, very relevant in the following instance. What will happen? Everybody knows that there's such a thing called the possibility, either by virtue of being related, or by what's called sinful behavior. Everyone is aware of this, everyone knows the little basis of sinful behavior, right? A son-in-law can't testify for his father-in-law. Everyone knows that, basic fact? So what happened, the person signed a piece of paper that Reuven owes money to Shimon. So far, so good. Right? Shortly thereafter, he decides to marry Shimon's daughter. He's now Shimon's son-in-law. Now, so the paper gets its way, marked away in the bed, and when Shimon wants to collect, so the lawyer says, cries, foul! Ah, come on! You kidding? This guy's his son-in-law! Today, today there's an earlier take that he was his son-in-law, and he was just, may have known the girl, but he was officially a son-in-law, and therefore, his anus was not what was considered accepted, and let's let anus be good. The demand to accept the summer baptism for the end, the coup nun ted common hours. That's the case. If he signed the document before he became related, and subsequently became related, we say that as long as he signed it at a time he was before he was related, then he ate it to valid. How can that be so? Again, if it was Rosh Shlokish, Kimi Shenekra, Edusan, the dead. At that very point in time, it's considered as if it was already, you know, cross-examined and accepted. Let's go further than that. In the Tosfos in Masechet Ketubot, as you may have noticed, the Imam HaKom, after we finished these ones of Yidden, I put a few of Ketubot, which is extremely relevant to our Inyanim, at the bottom of the list. At one point, the Tosfos in Masechet Ketubot, they suggest as follows, the Gemara. If a person saw a star, formalized the staff, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Signed, Levi ben Yehuda, Yitzchak ben Zvulun. Okay? And now, Zon ben Naphtali and Zon ben Asher see this document, and then they see it come out of the fire camp and burned it up. They make the Kumbh of Kamadab Kari Ches, you must have killed him, and the Zon ben Ashtar, Garvi, you know. But they didn't tell the Zon ben Zvulun. That these two Edomites saw the star intensifying better, and they saw a star which said such and such, signed by such and such, and their testimony is accepted. Why? What kind of testimony? It sounds like hearsay evidence. Hearsay evidence, no? I heard him. No, so they are in effect testifying, not that it's the hearsay evidence, they heard, you know, a few people pontificating at the candy store. No, they in effect heard Ada Shenester of the Bezdin. And if you give testimony, that two people actually testify in Bezdin, and just repeating what the Bezdin already accepted, that is a valid testimony. Once again, those of course that is based on the Gemara of the comments, if the document burned up, Ada had seen it, could write a new document. So too, if they saw it, they can testify that what its contents are considered to be valid. Again, to me, Shenester or Edusa, the Bezdin. Fine. Now we're going to go even further and say that within this amazing principle of Ishlokish, which makes the Shtar so powerful, amazingly powerful, and Kibisha and Akka, this is the Bezdin, is included, we support the term Rishonim, another remarkable halacha unique to Shtar. Normally, if someone testifies, whatever he says, Reuven bars the Shimon. And Adim come to Bezdin and say that the aid, the one who testifies, is culturally Adim. Why? I saw him in Bechal Shabbat. I saw him do something which is simple enough to disqualify him for testimony. But the halacha is, those who came and said that the aid who I testified is culturally Adim, they are believed, and the original aid is disregarded. We don't view it, to use some of the modern terminology, as a two-on-two, or as a club called a tray-on-tray, two against two. No. The person who testified is powerless to defend himself against two others who don't question his facts, but rather they question his credibility, his suitability to serve as a witness. They say he's not suitable. So you can't defend yourself, you know, I am suitable. That's the law. When it comes to shdaros, however, when it comes to a document, the sugya and Masechta Ketubot seems to say, not completely clear, seems to say that in a circumstance of this nature, that the star is signed by two people, and others come and say that they're postulated, the Gemara is an expression of the seventh service. It's trade or trade. It's two against two. Let me two against two. The original two Adam who signed the document, and the two Adam who said, son of the best, that they're postulated. What a remarkable halakha. Here, even more than in the case in which a person testifies this person, the best person, speaks orally, the best, they cannot defend his own credibility. And two Adam say it's possible. Two Adam say that they're possible. Hey, Reuben and Shimon, the Reuben and Shimon are in fact considered to be possible. But if Reuben and Shimon got smart, and instead of testifying orally, they signed a piece of paper, a document, then they're even able to, in effect, defend themselves and be viewed as a kind of a two against two, so that the star isn't sort of put in limbo. You can't collect with it, you wouldn't rip it up either. It's a two against two, it's a standoff, it's a deadlock. So the rush in the sect of Kesubis, Perek Beis, Siman Yud Gimel, the last of the official Ma'am Kamas here, says something very interesting. It says that we'll treat it as if there are two other witnesses who are certifying the kashrut of those two who signed the document. You'll ask, who are these two other witnesses? You know, two other witnesses. Who may they be? For the Russians, is a very important expression, critical expression. It's called Anan Sadeh. Ever heard that expression before? Literally, Anan Sahadi means we are witnesses. The royal we. There's no two people you can point to. We. Anan Sahadi. We, the rabbis say, we, all of Klal Yisrael, we, the rabbis who make these evaluations, are all witnesses that the star is in fact a kosher star, and the document not has been forged, etc. The Farsha points out, it doesn't just mean it's kind of a chazokah. A chazokah is a presumption. A presumption is based upon a majority. Chazokah means the Bobby Clark Road. A majority in the abstract, most people don't forge. It's not merely a chazokah based upon a road. So if you have a rule, ein holchah b'mamon after a road, we do not take money away from somebody based upon a majority, and therefore it's much more than just a presumption. Rather, through the principle of a shlokish, of Nasa Kamisha Nechkira Eidusan, Dibezin, we assume that the Eidim are Koshali Eidim. Amazing. Built into the star, according to this understanding, is a defense mechanism. Although two people say that the Eidim who signed it are apostles, we don't disregard the Eidim who signed completely as we would if they had testified orally. Rather, we say it's a two on two, it's a tray on tray. So it's playing to Russian with Tessa Tsubas, Perik Beis, Simon, Yud, Gimel. And the Farshan point out that the special dinner comes to Shtar, not just that the presumption, but it's considered to be in the category of Eidus, and therefore we can actually take money from Reuven to Shimon as a base, based upon this piece of paper. This piece of paper. Not everyone agrees, I want to be honest with you, not everyone agrees with this Russian with Tessa Tsubas. The Rosh himself, when he gets to the Ramah Kama, quotes and totally disagrees with it, and says that the case in which, carefully please, the case in which the star is called Trey or Trey, two against two, is limited to testimony, which says that the Adam who signed the star, when they signed the star, were puzzled. Now they're kosher. How that happened in the Tshuva? Or they become unrelated. It was a divorce in the family. Someone died. They become unrelated. So then, if they're not saying anything, if they're not casting any aspersion on their kasha creators in this case for the present tense, they're only speaking about the fact that they were unsuited to past tense, so then we say, no. All that means is that they're arguing about the $100. Testimony that the $100 was valid, was not valid. There's no personal disqualification. But now it's the Adam agreed to discussion today. That's the only case in which we say it's trade. That's not a personal disqualification. So says the there's no sense the toasted toasted as well. I mean, that's the base. Quoted by the Rosh, against the sea, bearing the base, Simon, you'd give him. What happened? What? I ask you a question. Does that mean that toast is against everything we said until now? We're speaking out for quite a while, developing brick by brick by brick, the whole theory of what Shtaros are, based upon Rish Lakish, said that they're considered connected with the Bezen Dami, we threw the expression that the Rosh are not saving, some of real witnesses. It means to say that the Rosh, who denies the ability of Aedis to affect being accepted, even more so than an oral testimony, does that mean that Tosfos must perforce reject our entire analysis? Before I answer that question, it's a question in the back of the room. Yes. Before anything, did you fill out the form? Okay, that was where's the form? I asked to pass it around. Don't hold it. Gotta go around the room. Yeah, what's the question? No. Something is tray, so the Gemara says we don't rip the star up, we don't collect with it, we'll leave it in the band and see what happens. So the Russians asking, why is it even considered tray? Should it be considered two against nothing? Same way as if in the case of a person testifying, two people testify, and two others say that the punk later, it's not two or nothing. You can't defend yourself. Yes, you know. Yes, it should apply even in that kind of a case. Some kind of a defense mechanism within the star itself, which makes the claim that, again, the small print and symbols are not so clear. The case of the Gemara that I was talking about, I'll read it to you, the Gemara itself, is not quite that. Let me read it to you. Your testament based on the testament symbols. The Gemara has Shnayim Chasumin al Ashtar. Alright? What's it then? Or it says, training. Not quite the case where they say it's a forgery. They say, yes, they're handwriting, but we know they were possibly aided. So I don't want to make a definitive statement about the answer to your question. It's not clear. But the Rosh, when he explains what I just told you in his name, again, it's Perek Beis, that's the Simon Yud Gimel, so again, the last Simon will come, he says as follows. The Rosh says, Eidem ha-chasumen al-ashtar, af-al pi she-eilem eidem aleim she-yupsulim, ha-vik yu-shnayim ha-cherim eidem aleim she-mcherim. The Chazaka, the Malva, the Maxim, Eidim, Sulem, Al Shtaro, the Chazaka, Chashiva, Ke Eidim. Right? I think then he goes on. And he has a phrase at the end, the Anan, Sade, the Choshar, Shtar, Shanichta, Venetta, Velo, Shem, Sul, Netta. Period. Again, could be because it's a forgery, it would be different. Because the Rabbana would be different. But when he says that it's an authentic but to obscure him, that's when this halacha kicks in. Okay? Everything was clear so far, both sides? We went so far? This principle that we just saw in the Rosh, namely, Anad Sadeh Dechol Shtar Shenichtav V'Nechtav V'Loshem Shtul Nechtav, not only does it extend to something which transpired at the moment of the signature. And then all of it included in a proviso, according to the Rush, that the agent are presumably crushing the agent, and no worse than the two-on-two. But remarkably, amazingly, incredibly, this principle extends to future tense. What do you mean by future tense? No one here has a number. So we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or an hour from now. So the person signs on something, it should be clear that there's no way that we can accept his signature as proof to any extent that something transpired after the signature. That sounds like an impossibility. Yet, according to Tosfos in the Sefer Gittin and Abdalit, not only is it an impossibility, it's a reality. And it's an indispensable reality. How so? take a look, and this is going to be something else. We go take a little step back in our general introduction. We've finished our part one of the general introduction. Okay? Part one is finished. And now start part two. The most famous dispute, the most, by far and away, the Lord of Shtarot is, whether you say Eidei Hasima Karte or Eidei Mitzvira Karte. Everyone knows this is the dispute. And in effect, our introduction, which is going to span this week, next week, is going to be focusing on this dispute. This machlokas between a man or a lover, whether it's a great Tanoim, whether Eidei Mitzvira Karte, whether Eidei Hasima Karte, Eidei Mitzvira Karte, is going to be our focus. So let's get to it. I asked you to see a Mishnah on that of Aleph from the day to the Gemara there, just you should be able to see these words in bold relief. So that's the first part of the analysis of Shas, where you have this direct dispute, where these two phrases are found, Eidei Hasima, Eidei Mitzvira. What's the context? The rule, the Mishnah says in the Chafal for days, Ein Kos is in the Chubal of Karka. What does that mean? You're not supposed to write something when it's on an object which is attached to the ground, on the leaf of a tree, for example. Rashi says, the Sid, the Kosav, and our son, did anyone pay attention? By the way, you knew we were going to get last week. Were you in Shul last week? Hope you were. I don't mean past Shabbos, but the Shabbos before. 10 days ago, but you may have paid attention to the Parsha about Yitzchak, which is down there. Ki Seisei, right? The cost of law, Seif increases. Next word. V'natan biyada. You write it, and you give it. So Rashi comments over here, this is a cost of v'natan. She'enon v'chusak tzitza. There's no need for any detaching of the object from the ground between the ksiva and the tzitza. One right to the other. So therefore, we are taught you should not write it on an object attached to the ground, which will then be detached before the Nisina. Okay? Then, remarkably, the Mishnah goes on, Kisava and Mechuba, Tosho, the Chosov and Asura, Koshe. Sounds like a contradiction. First, if you cannot write it when it's attached. And it says, if you wrote it attached, detached it, signed it, and gave it, it's Koshe. Right, so there's more than the whole discussion. Contradiction between one line and the next. First distinction is relevant to what's called the Torah and the Tophet. What does that mean? The Torah is the main part of the document. The Tophet will be called in the English boilerplate. Who knows that term? No one of you knows that term? Pre-law? You know it. What does it mean, boilerplate? Standard. You have to take a lease in the apartment. It's just standard, page after page. You don't have to look at it. Standard. That's of course Tophet, the boilerplate. That's just, I don't know where that expression comes from. It's a standard thing in every single document. But that's not so important. The Torah is a much more important part. The Rashi says what it has. Mokko Ha'ish, Lo Isha, Vazman, the name of the man, name of the woman, and the time, you know, the thing that you insert. Right? That's the most important part. The Gemara suggests that the Torah was written before. The Torah was written before it's detached, it's no good. And if it's detached, it's good. You know, the Tophet, the boilerplate, was written before the detaching of the object. So the Gemara begins. And it says, Rabbi Lazi, Yomar, Eidei Mitzvira Karti. Ooh, wow. Rashi. Rabbi Lazi, Masis is a boy, Ksiva, Betolish, Bezorish, Kotav, Bekroh, Aksav, Aget, Allah Hasimas Aidin, Rabbi El Azari, Yamam Hasimas Aged Aino Minatora, Elam Tikuna Ola, Hilka, the cause of the Krah, Aksav Aged Koi. What do you mean Tikuna Ola? What do you mean Tikun Ola? What kind of expression is that? In the fourth and fifth turn of Gittin, all about what's called Tikun Ola, a whole series of Mishnayim, for the betterment of the world. And one of them is this, that, listen very carefully, it doesn't say here in Rashi where it is, right? There's no source given, it's mine, maybe your edition, maybe it's just a different thing. Anyway, where it is. In the Rashi Chom, Aleph Mitzvah, where Rashi quotes Eretz Meitzikron Ha'olam, and say where Rashi is quoting from? Doesn't say? Gimel Amud Beis and Rashi? Let's take a look at Rashi Gimel Amud Beis. What does Rashi say over there? Meitzikron Ha'olam. That's the first place where it's found. Ain Chos, and Ain Eidim, and Gimel Amud Beis, it's on the Ma'amah Kodesh, towards the end of the page. It says, Shein Eidim Chos, and I'll again, Elev Meitzikron Ha'olam, which is Rabbi Loz's view. Rashi said the last Rashi. Elev Meitzikron Ha'olam. Shema Yemusu Eidim, to Eidim of which Eidim, before the get being delivered. Vishur Eilo Eidim. Vesicha, Nordu Lapko, Dim Yemusu, Harech HaSimotam, Le'edim Acherim, Le'yakiru, and then we should be able to remarry. So that's why, with Meitzikron Ha'olam, we require that Eidim Gittin be signed. Here it comes to the real story. Because he knew how God was feeling great. Lamed Vav Amidah. Let's just turn for one moment to Lamed Vav Amidah. It's a brief excursion. See the Mishnah which is found in the fourth parak in a whole series of Mishnayot about Tikkun HaOlam. You see a Puzzle got in here. Some of the Puzzle is all about Shmita, which is made Tikkun HaOlam. Okay? So, that's about the 12th line on the Lamed Vav now, we quoted from the Mishnah earlier. Raisim Chosna get Meitzikron Ha'olam. Meitzikron Ha'olam is alright too. The Tziv, Chosol, the Tziv, the Chosol. Where's that supposed to come from? It comes from Yirmiyahu, right? I think it's this new version of the, give it a whole pasuk here in the tradition. Unbelievable. I shouldn't be embarrassed that I can't get the dot out. You have to put dots in. Well, Hashem, the Rebbeim, they'd be embarrassed. I was getting really sick of all. Let's see how bad I was. So hold on. Oh, close. The chosol, I say the chosol. Well, I wasn't too bad. Okay. Yirmiyahu on the day is Mem Dalet. Okay. That's the additions that we have on the side. Okay. So you have to, so that means that you have to write and sign a document by Torah law. Even if it's not a pasuk in the Torah, it's only a pasuk in another Yirmiyahu. But, you know, it's from Tanakh. But the Gemara calls it, used the expression of Deoraita, such as a Tikkun HaOlam, which is presumably coming after the Nevi'im. Omer Abba L'Nitzcha Rebbe Loza, the Omer Eidim Mitzir Karti, Kino Rabbani Bechassima, the Mei Tikkun HaOlam, the Zimnin the Maifi Sadi, Inami Zimnin the Azul Zina Taya, and if you want, if she wants to remarry, she can't furnish the Eidim Mitzir, because they went, they died, or they went to China, right? So therefore, she has a signed document. Signed document, so she proves her divorce. Take a look on the Rashi on the fourth narrow line. The fourth narrow line. Meitikon Ha'olam, Dilma Maisi Eidim Mitzir, Uma'ara Ba'alom, Alogi Rashdiya. God will say, I never divorced you. So then how is she going to prove that she was divorced? Well, she produced the get. The get, it has no signatures, it's worthless. There's a forgery. It's a document. Who knows if he ever gave it to anybody? Once there are two Eidim on it, we assume it was written properly, and we even assume it was given properly. Okay? Everyone with me so far about that? Everyone got so far? Okay? Let's go back to Chafal, where they see the other magic word. Mishlok, the last three narrow lines. Mishlok, Mishama, Chos, Moshaninu, Rabbi Meir, the Omar, Eide, Chasima, Harsi. Here's the first place to shop. We find this expression of Eide Chasima Harsi. See, they say on the Masorah Pashat, well, it's found from Eide, from Gimel, from Vav, twice, and other, elsewhere, another Masechet. But the first place to get to Eide Chasima Harsi is found over here, Chop Al Mazay, as opposed to Eide Masira Gav, which is found on Tech and a few other places. But I ask you to see this Gemara, just see the word Eide Chasima versus Eide Masira. And how are they relevant to this particular Mishnah? How do we understand the word Vakasa? Does it mean writing the get? Or does it mean signing the get? Is everything clear? Or both? It's very important that it's clear. There's a famous Machlok Mishatadoyim. You know, Ned Rabbalazza, Eide Chasima Kasi, or Eide Mishira Kasi. You better get it straight, because we'll be thinking about this, I don't know the word, ad nauseum, but over and over and over and over again. Don't say, what did that man say again?
What did he say?
No. Since you have to know, you know, not every, just the yes, you have to know. The males, Eide Chassi, and the blood holds, Eide, Messi Mekasi. Is it clear about that? Is it clear? Huh? Evan, the basics are there. But what does the word Mekasa mean? According to Abelazah, it means Kasiva, Kamshuto. And according to Abelazah, hey, what does the Mekasa mean? Chassima. It means signature. Fine. So now, I'm just going to take attendance. And while I'm taking attendance, you can think about this. Ponder the following question. Please ponder the following question. The Gemara is the foolish in the set of knowledge of analysis of the sense of Gibbon. The foolish black and white. Says the Gemara. The Kaimala and Hilchus are Kavase to Gibbon. But the Abelazah. As you know, Abelazah, the Kaimala and Hilchus are Kavase to Gibbon. We ponder the Gibbon. A day Messiah Ricard. Okay, about time? Ponder the following question. This should bother you already, this question. We just saw a Tikkun HaOlam that because if a woman produces a get with signature, kind of which I have written in my law, I should have brought it in. It's in my law, get, signature. A woman walks through with this get. Based on this get, she's allowed to remarry. Correct? If we pass like every mayor, Ada Hasima Karzi, no problem. Right, the two citizenship. I have to get it in her hand. We assume we had to get to her somehow or other, legitimately. But obviously, she's divorced. The same as if it be a document which would say, Reuben owes Shimon $1,000. I'm Shimon, and I produce the document. I collect $1,000. I assume the document got to me legitimately. Yeah, I gave you money, you gave me the document. If you hold like Rabbi Lazo, shall we pass them out long? But A day, Mitzira, Karsi, a very, very serious problem. The woman walks into court, and we ask her, are you divorced? She says, yes. She says, prove it. We say to her, I have a document. Says, wait a minute. Was the document given to the presence of two witnesses? She says, yes, where are they? Well, Your Honor, I'm very sorry to say the bad news. They both died. Now, we assume that she is divorced. That's the Tikkun HaOlam. On what day? Maybe it was given by the husband to his wife. Not in the presence of two witnesses, in which case the get is no get at all. So on what right do we have to make an assumption that the get was given in the presence of two witnesses? That's a question for you to ponder while I take attendance. Get my sheet. I don't know who everybody is. It takes me a while, but I guess. Okay. Those who are here, we'll talk a little more quickly. Okay, Chaim John Paul's here. Okay, Adi Krohn, Steve Perlman, Shmuel Popper, David Krieger. Okay. Asher Taibnitz, Yitzchak Kalman, Azariah Cohen. Yes. Some people were very, very sorry for their CV. I don't know where he was, so I'll have to give that again. Cohen. Aryeh Katz. Okay. Eli Roman. Roman. Okay. Nassano Marmon. Yeah. Kind of where are you from? Oh, okay. I was wondering. It doesn't say anything. I thought, from all over the world. Okay. Really? That would have been nice. I've never had a Tokyo before, and then I might see. That would have been very nice. Okay. Jonas Gross. Hakai Rowe. Hakai Rowe. It wasn't out. Yeah, I saw him in the show. Yeah, I realized that. I saw him right away. Okay, we'll get you. Donnie left one here. Daniel Magenta. I just want to see you. Okay, right. Shlomo Marmer. Okay. Yitzchak Kaplowitz. Yoshua Hirsch, Don Resnick, Mayor Zelkowitz, Yoram Schwell, yeah. Ami Merzel, okay. Ellie Schwartzberger, the Nova Russa, correct? Who else is Nova Russa here?
Oh, you're not a chavrus. Call me through with a chavrus. Okay. Tomorrow I'll live together.
Sorry?
Okay, that was easy. Now I thought it was a broken arm, it's broken, you know, I think of Mara. So far, these Shalom Shvodans here. Well, okay. All right. Pesach growth. Okay. Yoshua Geller. Yes. Naphtali White. Okay. Ariel Mike. Yehuda Simba. Where is he? Oh, I recognize him. A neighbor. They can stay on your ass, man. He's my son. Okay. Yitzchak Moshe. Yours. Yoni Gross. What's your name? What's Yoni? What's your real name? Yonah. Not Yonatan. Baruch Hashem. So I'm part of our figure. May Yosef and Shimon be Rachat. Okay. Any times? Yeah. Rami. Beth. Abed Yaakov. Ari. Rafi. Ari. The rest are veterans. They'll be good. Okay. Baruch Hashem. So for those who are new, it won't take me too long. It's a little while to get to know you. Everyone is fine? There's no one here who's hiding away? You don't even start? I know, I see. What are we doing? Okay, so while I'm passing to the back, whoever was hiding the information to see the supplies, that's something special driving to being involved. So back to the question. So how can we assume she's divorced? So she walked through the guest with dinner? Maybe wasn't giving her one without the question? Yes, Ariel?
Yeah,
the
same thing, but I was there all day.
A great idea. We'll bring up the Sanhedrin. But for the moment, we don't have that. Yes. Ooh, you said a chiddush neira. You're saying that Adam Achazul Nalashtar, not the commission, that's why this is the best of me, doesn't only mean that they're testifying with respect to what happened, or had happened, at the moment that they signed. But they, even the deism, they're testifying how it happened in the future. That's the, what? What do you mean? Adam signed a document. What's today's date? Chof Elo, says the Rabbah Tov. Chof Elo Toshu Nuntet. So Adam signed a piece of paper. Right? What does it say? Piece of paper? Alright. So, Ruvain Ben Shimon said to Sarah, Bas Levi, we are married. I hereby divorce you. I have to tell you the whole other. And you can marry when you please. Signed by two agents. Okay? Now, this Sarah produces this get in a year from now to a bed that she wants to remarry based upon. The bed was given in the presence of two agents. She says, yes, we're on it. They died. The bed will trust the get as sufficient testimony. Not only saying that there was a get written, it was even given in front of two agents. So how do we know that? We know it. We get a tool was given because it's now in her hand. She didn't steal it. Right? We know some people steal things. They must assume that my time belongs to me. Those who assume that the piece of paper that she has belongs to her, she got it legitimately, because he gave it to her. Because when he ate it and signed it again, they didn't give it to her, they gave it to him. And now it's in her hand. So how do we give it in front of two agents? Guess who's up? On what basis do we assume that? That's real to go. Yes? Well, again, you're a novice. How do we know that the Eidah Hasim was served as Eidah Mitzir? Maybe they didn't serve as Eidah Mitzir. Maybe there was no Eidah Mitzir. This is a very serious problem. The major, major problem of major. And this is the problem. If you have to say, the biggest problem is this. And how you answer this problem
is the most critical aspect of our general introduction. The most critical. To answer this question, this is the question. Again, we have a Gemara in Aplamadvav. Tells us, when we come to with a guest, we assume it was given over, and we assume that she can remarry. Why? Because the Tikkun Olam. Had it not been for the Tikkun Olam, we'd have to have the Eid of Mitzvah walk in. Now that it's time, the Eid of Mitzvah died, she's still okay. Let me ask you a question. How do we know? Maybe it was given over without the presence of Eid of Mitzvah. That's the question. This is a very serious question. Who knows the answer to this question? I repeat, you have three of them. And in the Ma'am of Comus that we learned together, that were on the Ma'am of Comus, I don't know if all necessarily appear, but some of them appear. Thank you. Very good question. Aguna. That's not going to help over here. Aguna is under machine. You know, in certain extreme cases, we bend the rules a bit, if you will, or just do certain coolers. Now, here's too basic. What's going on over here? Yes?
I have a question about the material.
Yes, sure.
What's the role of the...
Well, what are the words character? Who can translate the word character for this? Character is an Aramaic from what we call in English, Hebrew, Korosim, Eidei Chasim of Korosim, right? We have a special curse, which mentioned before, Basel of Sefer, Chrisus. What does Koreim mean? Cut, literally, the cut, right? The Korosim of Ritz this one, right? It was a kind of a, how should we say, the transaction, whether it be a sale, or a marriage, or a divorce, the Eidei Chasima character means that they create the effect. You know, through the Eidei Chasima, it's created a divorce, or a marriage, or a sale. Very good question. How can Eidei Chasima be a Navi? What does Eidei Chasima do? I'm moving, and I want to borrow $100 to ship, but I know exactly the money unless I write it out. Can I write it out there? I write it to paper. Reuven ben Shimon. Lover, $100. Me, Levi ben Yehuda. Who signed it? Two guys, Eidei Chasima. Who did I give the document to? Right? Did they give it to Reuven ben Shimon, or did they give it to Levi ben Yehuda? Who did they give it to? The Eidei themselves. I'm Reuven ben Shimon. I ask you to sign. And when you finish, how would you give the document to? You better give it to me. That's part of the money. You better give it to me. Right? That's the procedure. Give it to me. Then when I go to this rich Jew named Levi ben Yehuda, he gives me $100, I give him a piece of paper. Now he has proof, so now I'm going to have to pay him back. He asked the question, as I evolved the question. So when they signed a piece of paper, they know whether in fact who they would ever use this document to achieve a loan from Levi? Maybe he would never do it? The Nevi'im? The answer is, they don't have to be Nevi'im. What they have to do is produce a piece of paper which will be used later on. I'd like to change the case from Lava, because Lava is a bit complex. We'll get to it later. We'll say as follows. Reuven ben Shimon Mochar Beso, well, I'll give an address, call it 100 West 100 Street. Right, so I'm just throwing an address, right? Levi ben Yehuda. Again, it's two Adam sons. Who they give it to? They give it to Reuven. Reuven's the landlord of 100 West 100 Street. Right? Will Reuven decide to tell the lady? Maybe he won't. Maybe Levi will want to whittle down the price. maybe you really want to jack up the price, maybe the real estate market will fluctuate, maybe there's some other change. They don't know. They give the piece of paper to Reuven, which will empower him, Reuven, to, if he so desires, use this piece of paper by giving it to Shimon to Levi. When he gives the Levi's hand, that's going to effect the sale. The Shnah would call a Shnah Kinyan, which effects the sale. Yes. By Torah law, we'll get to later. No need money any date at all. No date.
No date.
A rabbinic law requires a date for technical reasons.
No date.
Put no date on it. So you ask a good question. The answer to your question is they're not the Nevi'im. They're giving an implement to Reuven, which you can then use by handing it over to Levi. And thereby selling the house from himself to Levi. They're giving an implement to the husband. He so desires to divorce his wife. No, not so. If Reuven was, if they were to get, and the bank calls them in and says, all right, you fellas, what are they again? Duncan Benzvun and Duncan Apoli, whatever their names are. Tell me, can you testify to the fact that Sarah's divorced? So say, Chas v'Shalom. Yeah, we don't know. We gave the get to Reuven. We don't know if we gave it to Sarah now. How are we going to, are we Nevi'im? That's a good question. The answer is that Rav Meir holds that in order to create a shtar, the very essence of a shtar is the chatzim ha'eid. The very essence of the get is chatzim ha'eid. True, in order for the get or the shtar to be effective, it has to be handed over from one party to another. That everyone agrees. But according to Rav Meir, there's no need to hand it over in the presence of witnesses. Because the shtar was in effect created at the moment that it was signed. As long as it's handed over to the appropriate party, it's automatically effective, even if it's handed over without any witnesses at that moment in time. Yes, who would that? No? No? Strictly speaking, we do it for us in various reasons, but... Very simple. Court of Mayor is much easier. Court of Mayor, a woman walks into court with a piece of paper, two witnesses sign it, and she says, here, I'm divorced. That's what say, do authentic signatures, certify, we don't have to certify before I next to the front, I next to the front, I'm going into those details now. Once they know it's authentic, and they can assume that they even gave it over to the husband, now it's in the wife's hand, how did it get there? Must have given it to her. So on that basis, circumstantial evidence, there must have been an Athena, and therefore she's divorced. That's easy. But the other is the problem. How do we know it was given over in the presence of two witnesses? That's the big cash. No one answered me yet. I'm saying there were three answers, and no one gave me anything yet. Yes? Good question. How can we rely on circumstantial evidence with respect to an Eastern Kohen Misa? Capital offense. A woman is not really divorced, she married someone else, it's called adultery, in plain language. And that's there is a difference, those sinners. And when they're relying on circumstantial evidence, it's crazy. Good question. That question will be a little late to our discussion. Good question. Yes?
Some of watching here.
That's the key word. Answer number one is Elijah's gave from a toast of stuff, knowledge of an ounce. The whole focus of this one line, not even the half a line. What number line is that? That's the world. The whole toast.
Lastly, where's the line?
Yes, it is. Okay. My new computer still has the same line in the sound. The line halfway down to the end with the following words. Some of the Hekshanatha. Let's take a step back. Below Mahat, which is Abba Mitzvah. The line above, which is the Kaman of Abba Mitzvah. The line above that. Below Mahat, the Chassid Ma'elash, in Yamuz Le'edim Sira. O Yael, who have a Dina Tayyam, Shetinot Ta'adei Eide Chassimah, Dimitstava Behechsher Nasset. Those three words are the most important three words of the day. Kedamah Rashalea, Zachlam as well. Well, three held up a lot of the Zachlam and Spirit Karti. The Kino Rabbani and the Chazima, the Zimmin, the Maisi, Sadi, Inani, the Azim, and Dina Sayah. How does it work? Three magical words. This is literally magic. Dimitstava Behechsher Nasset. What in heaven's name is this? The Mitzvah, the Hefsher, let's translate the word. What's Mitzvah mean? Presumably, the Hefsher, kosher, Matthew, it was done. What was done? Everything was done. Things which happened long after the Adam they're no longer alive. Right, Maisi, the Adam died. Adam signed a document on Chof Elul, and they died, a few weeks later, and the document was now surfacing in a bed and a year later, and Adam is dead already for almost a year, and yet we accept the validity of the document, even though it's very possible Adam died before it's ever given. Doesn't matter. Mitzvah Behechsher Nasset. What in heaven's name is this? Mitzvah Behechsher Nasset? It sounds like, we know what we call it in English, wishful thinking. Mitzvah Behechsher Nasset. That's the Ramban's question. Doesn't understand what else to talk about. Well, what page? You're being mad at an ancient dish? Is it correct? Because Mitzvah is even bigger than your kasha. Your kasha is at least has the circumstantial evidence. He has nothing. Zero. We missed some of that shit. What are you talking about? The answer is that he's so godless. Even this extension, his son all included those magical words of Mishlokish. The magical power of Mishnah can nefker a dusan of the bezin, and we assume not only was it signed properly, we even assume it was delivered properly, based on a combination of two things, in effect. One, we'll call it circumstantial evidence, presumption, and two, this magical rule of Mitzvah Shanasa. I'd like to equate this, Shabbosai, what we said before, with regard to the assumption that it's not forged. How do Rashi explain why it's not forged? Lo chotzit kedish v'ziyufe. A person of the chutz for the gall to forge a document, to forge a signature. Yet, that's only a presumption. You're going to take money away from somebody on this basis of presumption? What happened to the rule of Enochav Amam and Achar Arol? There are some people who do forge. The answer is, we start with a presumption, and we end up with this magical rule of Kinesh, Kamisha, Nesla, Yusuf, and Bezim, which takes it from, if you will, a presumption to what we'll call in our language 100%. Avis. Avis. It's considered as Avis, not only that it was that Reuben authorized the writing of the guest, but also that the Adam are authentic, and even, believe it or not, it was given to start up properly. What does properly mean? Well, if properly means you need two witnesses to be there, and that's also included. Talk about a remarkable chiddush. It's an incredible chiddush. It's so incredible, and Ramban thinks that Tosfos is off the wall. What right do you have to make this assumption? Just because two Adam signed a piece of paper, you're going to assume it was given over the presence of two Adam, them or others? How do you know? How do you know? Yes. Yeah, could that get one? True. I'm giving only the general comparison. I want to say that the aloka v'shlokish of both sides, like this. In its initial form, v'shlokish is a pristine, pure aloka. What do I mean? Because the moment that any of them sign a document, they can no longer back out. That's its original form. V'shlokish is super secret. Kiva shehigit, shuva nechon through magid, it's considered already kinesula. We're not discussing any matters of evidentiary matters, no matter of evidence, of riots, just a matter of fact. Once you sign, you can no longer back out. That's the original formulation of Mishlokish in that context. And that Gimel, the Gemara of Mishlokish a step further. Aha, you mean to tell me that it's considered nesula from the moment that they sign? If it's considered natural, then anybody who comes and claims that it's forged should be disregarded. What do you mean disregarded? How can that be? Maybe it was forged The answer is the presumption that it wasn't forged. No, it was the presumption that it wasn't forged. Who needs your sluggish? Is the answer. The presumption is not forged, but we'll call the chazaka, a rogue. Then it'd be sufficient to actually take money from somebody. But put that together with this halakhic statement that a shtarah is considered an entity unto itself with rules and regulations. This law of Rishlakish tells us that this presumption leads to the equivalent of Aden that say that the doctor, or that the students are authentic, and by Torah law there's no need for Kiyum Shtarah. That's step number two. Again, Rishlakish's original step was fairly simple. That's the Kineskla, and if it's considered, he did it already in past tense, and Aden calls a reminder. That's the original comment. But come on, getting up, Gimel extends it to once, saying no water both times. Come on, the next step. The next step. Kineskla, so therefore they must be kosher, must have been as if they're cross-examined already, and if someone says later on that they fought, by Torah we disregard them. That's a much bigger Kiddush. That's most of that's Gimel, Talmud, Allah. Okay? And we said each of these has not committed. Just to review. The first thing that's considered Kineskla right away has not committed, and someone became related in the interim, right? Related in the interim. Starts for kosher. If someone saw the document and then it was burned, so now they can redo it because he saw agents, which is in effect nefker b'ved. Again, the second distinction is relevant to evidence. We assume that it's kosher and it's not considered to be forged. We took us to the second step, perhaps the Rush says, that the edim are both saying, that the edim in effect are saying about themselves, or we should say an anan tzadi, that we are witnesses that the Edom are kosher. Even if two Edom come explicitly and say that they're not kosher, we don't say it's two against none, it's two against two. Right, remember that? That was the Russian and stuff that's doing that you deal. Oh, by the way, I was a little sensible, but I never finished. The Rush quote that Tosin says, no, it's only referring to a case where they say they were non-kosher Edom. Now they're kosher again. There's no personal attack. It's only attack on the money. Does that mean that Tosfos reject the whole theory? That's right. I answered the rhetorical question. Does Tosfos reject that entire minyan from beginning to the end? But the answer is no. Tosfos can accept what we said in principle with one major change. The Rosh used the expression anan tzadi. What does anan tzadi mean? It means we are with we, the world we, the halachic we, the bezdin, the klal yisro, anan tzadi. That's the sense of Tosfos. The Rush accepts everything we said, with one difference. Instead of saying, anan tzadi, that we are witnesses, the Rush, Tosfos is going to say, no, the Edom themselves are witnesses. The unique nature of Ishtar is that the witness who signs his name to a piece of paper is literally a witness of what he signed, namely, the Reuben authorized the document to be written. But it's considered by the halakhic extension of Rish Lakish to be considered a witness that everything is kosher. That, for example, that his own signature is kosher. And that's why we don't require Kiyum Midoraita. If someone just gets up and says, I think it's a forgery. We don't require if the other aggrieved party is the forgery, we disregard it by Torah law. Different to me. But what if two agents say that the people who signed it are criminals? Then we sort the whole thing out. What do you mean? What happened today? Oh, yes. The Edom are in effect testifying to their kosher. But if I say the Edom are criminals, so the Shtar is criminal, then the Edom on the Shtar are also criminals. Everything is criminal. But therefore the whole thing is like it's going to collapse like a house of cards, according to Tosfos' understanding. Now Tosfos can agree with everything we said until now. But instead of using the expression, I'm not guiding, we are witnesses, the royal we, Tosfos will say that the Edom themselves are witnesses about their own kashrut. So as long as only the agreed party questions their credibility, we throw it out. But if people, two witnesses, come and question the credibility and say that they're possibly Edom, then the whole thing collapses according to Shita's Tosfos. It's not two on zero. And according to the Russian expression, I'm not guiding, it's 2-2. Okay, we'll come back to a similar idea a little while. Okay. Now, Rabotai, we come to the biggest Kiddush, stage 3, again, Rishlamish has been is considered Kenekar from the moment of the signature. And therefore, it ain't a closer remarket. Therefore, the consulate in between, it doesn't make a difference. Therefore, someone sees it burned up, and they can, he can recreate it in effect. So there's really a different Kenekar. Second stage, to the credibility. That is no chashash of deal. Right? That's by Torah law. That's given them a step to get. Right? And then we say that how does it work? Because then the text is an anansari, again, based upon a presumption of cause divisions that you think, that's converted from just a presumption, which is only a role, to consider to be definitive, considered to be as if it's based upon testimony to Aden, as for Rish Lakish, step two. Step three is the biggest Kiddush. It's a wild Kiddush. The Rambam thinks that you have to have Jerob to take say this Kiddush. That's almost what he said. I don't want to use his Lashon name. But he always uses that with this. That's Jerob. What are you kidding? But that's both said. Three words. The Mitzvah of the Hefshah Naseh. What does that mean? So the right to assume based on these two Adam signs that everything was done kosher even if they're dead. They died already. You can put a preliminary obituary from New York Times. They died the day after they signed, they died. And the claim is made, we know for a fact it wasn't given then, it was given later. But they died. Doesn't make a difference. They put their gushmanka, their testimony in the front of the paper. The halacha comes in and says that in effect the kind of an anantani, that the stomach, the hechsher, nasek, that there are two Adam who say to us, we know for a fact it was given over the presence to witness. This is the Kiddush Neira of Tosfos, stage three. Stage three. Yes. No. I want to tell you just in 1 minute, because I don't want to get into, we can't get into it yet, that the Ramban thinks Tosfos is completely erroneous and Abdallah, and he comes up with an amazing Kiddush. Unbelievable, this really comes back to the ring. We assume that these two positions are mutually exclusive. A mayor requires that a Hasima doesn't need any Masira, and a Bilazo, you need any Masira, you don't need any Hasima. Right? It's mutually exclusive. Neither would help for the other. Of course, Rabbi Meir and a Masira won't help. And for once, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Bilazo, and a Hasima won't help. That's the part of Shas, right? That's what it sounds like, you know? That's how you learn? Tell me the truth. Is there anybody in this room who learns differently? So did Gemara. Did you learn that way? So they didn't have to see the car. Period. And if it's your car, period. And they both, well, that one is no good. No? Want the chat, right? Everybody with me? Right? Ramban says no. Drifted them. So the Rambam says, Adi Mitzir Karsi means that even Adi Mitzir Karsi, he agrees to a mayor that Adi Hasim is also Karsi. Yeah. The Rif said, how did the Rif know it? The Rif knew it from the Gemara that Lamed Vav. He said that what Tosfos says is absurd. So when the Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar says, have the document signed, if they tikkun ha'olam, what he means is that even if you cannot produce any material that they saw and went to China, as long as you produce Eidei Chasima as kosher. You know why it's kosher? Because Eidei Chasima also suffice. We have no right to presume on Hobe Ashana. That's ridiculous in the Rif. This is a technical question. Look, it says the Torah, the cost of an option. What does it mean? Is it even the Chasima? Make up your mind. And the answer is, to be either. There are two tracks. There's a Chasima track, if you will, and Eidei Mitzira track. At first glance, it's a totally separate track, and either one works. And if you have Eidei Chasima without a proper Chasima, because it's either Shema or Chuba, right? Or you can have Eidei Mitzira with a proper Chasima, with no Chasima, also works. Okay, is that clear? It's a bombshell shot. The Rabbi of France, the Rift Thomas, that it should have said that if that's the case, I've made a mystery card. What are they saying? Ate a mystery card. He's misled the whole group. Everyone in the Shia was misled. There's 30 plus people in this room who are all misled the Rabbi Lord. Every one of you. You go to the Ate a mystery card. He's all made a mystery card. He misled you. He should have said, I've made a mystery card. That's the catch. Rabbi of France, that's the Rift. No sense. Actually makes no sense. But what forced the Rift into this? He couldn't believe the three magic words. Zimitzama, the Hesher, and Atta. Did that Jan Gerard say that? I mean, presumably accepted stage 1 and 2 of Rish Lakish. I guess he had no choice. We both the Gemara. 1 and 2, but the basic level 1 to give enough given the second level. So level 3 of total stuff down. He said, it's ridiculous. Hallucination. Do we have a question? Either is good, not both. Either two separate tracks. The one is before I nichta, the before I nasta. Either one of the five. If it's going to be nichta, will be under a below the track. If it's going to be nasta, will be under a mayor track. Except both tracks. But no, it's both. I want to give you a 1 minute snippet into the future. The Ran has a third view. Very interesting, fascinating third view. I'm going to mention that very briefly. The Ran says that in point of fact, the riff is correct. Based upon the simple, he also rejects that for the Torah of Hashanah. He can't believe it. If it's given over that it's a Sima and no one is watching, it's also good. But it's not because that Rabbi Lazar accepts the Rabbi Meir trap. Nah. She said, ah. Because it's another Wapach. It's an amazing condition. The sense is even more amazing. Well, it's argued, but the more of it is now told. The Ran says that if a man has a piece of paper, gets, and the two signatures on it, and the woman walks into the bedroom with it, there are aid in the serum. We have actual aid in the serum. When? Aid in the serum, where are you? The heart over there. Where is it? Where are they? You see them? Where are they? No. Where are they? Where? Says the Ran, you know where they are? The Eide Hasima of the Ran double as Eide to zero. How so? They found a piece of paper. They gave over to Reuven. Now Reuven with a piece of paper, thorough. How did it get thorough? How did it get to Reuven thorough? How did it get there? Yo, you and I know. I got to move it to Sarah. Only one way. We gave it to Sarah. So these aliens are in effect aliens to you. Not that Shadow says that the son of Ashkenazi that we assume was given in the son of two live witnesses must have been done. No! The two witnesses on the ink, on paper, they would be dead rolling up. On effect, the A name is zero, because if they gave it to Reuben, it's been produced by Sarah, the only got there that was given by Reuben to Sarah, so it's an effect as if they were, they're serving as A name is zero. That's what the riff means, claims Iran. But there's two tracks, only one track, but one track has two rails. I like that. Two rails. It has the A name of Zima, who are doubling the name of zero, because I got to answer her. Must be. Hand it over. What's the credit data? Yes, Yehuda. Oh, so Yehuda. Oh, in trouble. Okay. I'll have you first. Okay. Simple. Is it A name is Sira and no A name is Sima? Ah. About this good and man is no good. Yes, Yehuda. We assume that it didn't happen. Yes. No,
yo, no, we assume there were real live aliens there. How do we know? The stuff after not there. That's correct. And then with a man of distance.
And it makes miracles. That's what he said. Will you and I argue with Iran? I want to go to a map. We'll come to this before we go along. Yes. Ooh, terminology, glossary. Hey, the key of the English language is here. Hey, the key of the English. Woo! I'll get to those terms. Not today. I want to talk to terms before I end, which is mostly terminology. Some other kind of terms. Not a key of the fear, but story kinyan and story raya. Remember, hear those documents? Story kinyan is a star which effects something. The right one was going to prove something. That's going to be the introductory phase of the introduction. I told you. Take a lot of time, go slowly, but once you build a firm foundation, you build a nice, strong building. So the Hashem will be not clear to the foundation, we'll get into the building. We'll start in a minute.